Hi, I'm Philip Shepherd. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this amazing once-in-a-lifetime conference, and especially to the Meditation and Breathwork channel, which I'm proud to be sponsoring because meditation and breathwork are essential to my teachings. I'm the founder of the Embodied Present Process, or TEP, which is based on my two books and is taught worldwide. And here's one thing I believe about meditation and breathwork. You limit your experience of both if you imagine that your mind is just the thoughts in your head. Your mind permeates your every cell. Every stirring of energy within your body is an expression of it. So, if you wish to calm your mind, the most direct route is to develop the skills that enable you to feel the body's energy and ground it in the spaciousness of the present. That's what my work is about. If that appeals to you, I hope you'll check out my two presentations, one on this channel and one on the main stage. You might also be interested in a special offer exclusive to the Embodiment Conference to listen to one of my embodied meditations for yourself for free. You can find a link to the special offer in the description of this presentation or on the show notes. And now, enjoy the presentation.
So on to Tanya. She is a master Takatina rhythm teacher, musician, actor, and founder of the Active Rhythm Music Meditation. Expressive arts for healing and change form the focus of her work. She's currently taking Takatina, she's a teacher trainer for Takatina. Sorry, I'm getting my mouth not wrapped around that word.
Okay.
Thank you. And she conducts specialist workshops all around the world. So here is Tanya. Enjoy the session.
Thank you, Natalie. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for joining me online in this very surreal context. Do let me know if you can't hear me and headphones are great. We've spent a lot of time trying to get the sound right because we will do some demonstrating also and give you some experiences of the actual work. So the process itself, or the session, is going to be in three parts. I'm going to try and look at the camera, which is above me there, but the fact that you're there is more interesting to me. However, I will try to train myself to do that. So, first up, I'm going to talk about my background and how I came to find Takatina as a work that I've dedicated a better part of 2.5 decades to. I never expected to go into this process or this work or this training. I wanted to be an actor and a performer. So rhythm meditation was quite far from where I was heading in my early days as a person who was training in the performing arts. So I originally trained in physical theatre and contemporary dance, and at university eventually moved into studying quite intensively Bharatanatyam and Odissi dance, which is Indian classical dance form. And Odissi is one of the oldest forms of dance practices in the world. It's quite an ancient form that was, for me, the attraction for me was the rhythm aspect actually. So we were using our voices or rhythms, or the teacher would lay out rhythmic patterns in the voice, or talas, which the teacher would recite, we would learn and apply to our body, and steps. So it was quite percussive, both vocally and also physically. And this was the first time I'd experienced this layering of rhythms in my body, and it was really an exciting form. I spent time in India, and it was really my first drum. My feet were my first instrument on wooden floors or concrete in those days when you were dancing on concrete in Africa and India, as I did for quite a long time. It really expanded my notion of how much you can put into the body and layer into the body also. As well as that, we were using mudras and hand gestures, which were actually telling stories or or describing events or inner kind of states. And along with lots of fast eye movement, there was a lot to coordinate. So at this time, I was working with one of the most interesting groups in Melbourne called Gong House. And I was working in the capacity of a dancer and a musician. And it was a group, community arts-based group. We were doing very interesting work along the lines of making music accessible. And the group was really formed around a purpose of accessibility and working with more groups who weren't able to have access to music at all. And this group had a very interesting tuning system. It was actually a natural tuning system. It wasn't modelled on the Western tuning system, as you might know today. So it was based on natural laws of harmonics, so that all the instruments were actually very accessible and easy to play. And kids, people with disabilities, anyone who had no musical experience would come and join us and play within the context of these performances. So it was really a dynamic and very much about exchange and working with different groups where we would engage them in music making together. So this was around the time of immersing in rhythm and drumming and Gong House that I came across Takitina. So I came across a workshop which was called The Forgotten Power of Rhythm. And it sort of described this work as movement and meditation and rhythm and voice. So it was quite interesting to me, but it was also representing two things that I was absolutely running away from, which was stillness and meditation. And meditation meant stillness. And my insides were not really in a state to be still and meditate, because that's what I associated with meditation. So I was really excited that, wow, this is a movement meditation. And I went along to this workshop, and all I can say is that it was like an inexplicable magic. Because in amongst all of this stepping, clapping, movement, I was suddenly thrown into chaos and confusion. I had no clue what was happening. I was invited to take my time. I was invited to rest, to come and go from the process. I kind of didn't make sense of that, because I felt like, oh, I'm here to learn something. I'm here to learn some rhythm and maybe do some meditation, but I was actually probably there more for the rhythm. And it really opened my eyes to another state of being where I was able to be completely in movement and flow, and at the same time experience stillness on the inside. It was a really profound moment. And one of the things we hear after doing many, many workshops, and particularly intensive workshops where people go into a deep experience, the main thing we hear from people is it was like coming home. And this was exactly the experience for me. Within that weekend, everything changed. I was still curious that something that was musical, something that was working with polarities of relaxation, of tension, of passive, of active, chaos and order, I was really curious at how all of this activity could actually lead to an open state of being through all of this movement. It sounds contradictory. It sounds, how could this actually function? So it was a real homecoming to something I then decided that I would go into more further. What happens when you surrender to rhythm or surrender to anything? What is the feeling of letting go or accepting? Or what is the feeling of being in the middle of a space where you can tangibly experience a state of being active or in a control state of doing, and at the same time you're in a state of relaxation or passivity? It's very curious how different points of the process where you can really be both at the same time. How is that possible? Yes, we know non-dualism, it's an awareness, it's a state of being one. But how do you do that, and how can you learn that? And how can you learn that to become detached from having to be one or the other, from having to be love or hate, or having to be black or white, or right or wrong? It starts to ask the bigger question we ask of, if I'm watching myself and observing myself, who or what is watching what? And in the process, there's a lot of invitation also to experience the witness, watching yourself and opening your awareness to this polarity that is basically what the entire world is made up of, this paradoxical state of the world. Let's go into some experience. So, rhythm, where does it come from? How did it start? What creates a pulse or a pulsation? One of the things I didn't make a connection with when I first did this workshop was make the connection that Tucker-Tina utilizes and works with natural laws, universal laws and principles of everything. In nature, in the realm of acoustics or acoustic phenomena, this is the raw material that we work with, and we'll talk more about that later. Let's do, and now that I have you in the main room, who is up for an experience? I'm going to put the gallery in so I can see you. Manu! Karin, hello. Joan, good to see you. Hi, Justin! Welcome. So, pulsation, rhythm, pulse, pulse, pulse. What is it? Where does it come from? The founder, Reinhard Flatischler, had this very one question. What is a pulse? What is a rhythm, and where does it come from? And everyone thinks, well, it's just a beat. You hit something and there it comes. But this man was quite curious. He kept asking, well, but where does it come from? How does it manifest in you or on the outside? So I'm going to play something. Hopefully you'll hear it on the drum. You do let me know. And then I invite you to find a regular pulse, not a rhythm. Don't copy what I'm doing. But when you connect to something that is regular, a pulsation, just in your own time, join in. And it could be just tapping here, or it could be clapping. It could be bobbing your head, which is a common one, or just tapping. So just responding to, and Charlotte Roberts, welcome. Charlotte is student Tucker-Tina in training. She's going to help, and she's going to kind of represent you. So as she sees you engage, when you do, she'll join in with you. So here I go. You ready? Can you hear the drum? Nothing really happening yet, is there? It's a bit free jazz. The head's going. So when you feel this pulsation growing, join. continue, even if I stop, just keep this going. As Charlotte joins with you now, and maybe your pulsation is faster. It could be a faster wave or frequency, or it could be at this tempo. In relationship, it's still this pulse and a wave that continues, and it's something that is actually called sensory motor synchronization. And you as a human being have this ability to do this. You innately do this naturally. It's actually part of our physiology. Now what happens, I'm not playing this pulse particularly on the drum. I'm in relationship to it. Now we've seen Snowball the parrot, who can also do this and play along. But this is where bird life and other animal life with speech, who have the same capacity for sensory motor synchronization, this is where they are unable to do this, which is to be free. So I can go in tension, but I'm still in relationship. And this continues. And this is like a capacity for people with a consciousness. I can choose to be free, but I'm in relationship to this constant, ongoing wave. Ta, ta. And what happens now? Dug, dug, dug. Bring your voice into these syllables. Ta, ki, ta, ki, ta, ki, ta. So now we can bring this inaudible felt sense pulsation, which you can innately do as a human, and bring it even further into the realm of the voice, the rhythmic voice, which in Takatina is one of the starting points of how we enter the process. And already we are in the world of polarity. I'm in a primal rhythmic movement of going down, up, down, up, down, up. It's basic. We all know this. There's also this world of, as we, of down, up, down, up, on, off, or this perception of coming off the beat. So as your voice continues, let it be a little stronger. And let's go a little faster. If you like, you can bounce. Babies do this as soon as they hear music. Sensory motor synchronization. It is the most natural way to respond to musical rhythm. What happens if I bring my keys a little stronger? We have two worlds of there's two worlds going on at the same time. Getting more and more gentle in your voice, and your syllables, softer, more gentle, your movement gets smaller, as you take this rhythm more on the inside. The voice is the last pulsation, audible, and sense this wave, is it still going? Does it still continue inside you? Is it still there? There it is. There to access. Taki, 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 taki. And now, let's get a little slower. How are you going? You can hear what's happening? Did you feel the pulsation? You can make a little note. Taki, 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 taki. Now let it really become audible. Taki, 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 taki. As we gradually tucky, 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 ta to the right, ki to the left. Take your time. We're going to go into a mini journey. Now, Takatina, you would usually do in a group where we can actually go into a state of self-organization. This cannot happen on Zoom, but you can have a taste of the experience of how we might enter a journey. So, voice, ta, ki, and we're stepping ta to the right, ki to the left, ta, ki. And the drum supports your feet. Oh, we need more drum. Tony's saying stronger sound. How's that, Tony? Oh. Better feet. Yep. So now with these pulses, ta and ki, ta. Again, we have this step on either side of our body. Our body's moving. Ta. We're already working with way more than just rhythm, just voice and the auditory system. We're actually working with our vestibular system, which actually integrate, because the body works, uses the vestibular system in order to understand our body in space, to balance, to understand proprioception. So now we're engaging these systems at the same time, and we have ta, ki, we have a step, and then this space inside, ta, ki, a pulse and a space. What happens if we allow this space in between to open it and expand? Ta. Bring your attention to the space in between. We spend a lot of time doing and in action. What happens when we go into what is seemingly not there, but it is something? Because you can't have a pulse without another space before you get to the other pulse. There's something in between. So your attention, ki, ta, ki. We can even go slower and relax the shoulders. Relax the arms, ta. The voice continues to roll, it continues. Gently, not pushing the voice. Ta. Connecting the syllables to these two simple steps, right and left. Ta. Ki. Ta. Ki. And as we now progress into the next part of the journey, and you continue to maintain an awareness of this drum, my voice speaking at the same time. We have this pulse that is even. We have these rhythms going on, which is also my speaking voice, is a sort of a recitative voice pattern that is in a speech pattern, but you are in a rhythmic voice. Ta, ki, ta, ki. And you also have ta, space, ki, space, ta, space, ki. Well, it's something I could probably do for hours, but we will continue on. And there is a reason for that too, because sometimes when we do really enter space, time becomes no longer a concept. And we can really feel that just doing something as simple as connected with an awareness. Nga, ma, la, ooh, ga, ma. New syllables, take your time. Ga, we continue. Ma. The voice changes, the steps.
Ga. Ma.
We'll continue ma. In this walking pattern. Ga. But now we're speaking.
La.
Ga. Ga, ma, la. This
ga.
New pattern is emerging. Ma. And it's really ga, ga ma, and ga. La. And it's really just representing three. Syllables in Takatena don't mean anything. They just are representing cycles that we're working within. So these three syllables now you'll feel, and maybe you, hopefully you can see Charlotte's feet or my feet. You can see my feet? Yep, great. So we're on the left side now. And now on the right side, let's reinforce this by each ga you'll notice is shifting from left to right. So when it comes to the right, you can step slightly forward. On the left, the ga comes forward. Just take your time to feel this walking pattern left to right now is sort of becoming maybe a triangle in the body. Ga, ma, la. And we still have this space. Remember the space. It's yes. This stillness. In movement, there is stillness. Nga, ma, la. Now, let's do something with the hands, because we can reinforce with hands moving downward, just sending down like impulses. Really nice tempo where we can relax into gravity, allowing to lift and fall. So the left hand is moving down on the left side, and then the right, you've got three pulses in the right hand. So what happens? Oh, I've got a free hand over here. Oh, hello. So I could experience freedom here, waving. You can wave to someone at Zoom. You can wave, hello, Amsterdam, Belgium, Melbourne. So we have these three pulses moving down and this random movement here happening really simultaneously. And it doesn't matter if you get lost or get confused. It's noticing what you do when you do get lost. How much do you invest? Oh, here's a figure of eight. Figure of eight. We all know what a figure of eight looks like. You can play with this. Can be fast and it can be slow. Let that go for a moment. This can really allow this part of our brain, the more conscious part, the more doing part, the part that maybe doesn't allow a sense of openness or listening or sensing space. It can make that part of our brain quiet because it can't control all of this business. So it's not something you need to practice. Shoulders are relaxed. In a moment, we're going into making the same syllables just slightly faster. Again, in Takatini, you can always take your time. You don't have to come in directly. You can wait. You can actually stop and watch. Take your time to enter. It's quite a non-linear way of learning. The first time I did Takatini, I was told, oh, you can lie down, you can walk around. I was like, what? I mean, I've paid money. I want to get something out of this. But actually, there is a way of entraining or learning in a state of detached or relaxed state and just listening and sensing. We don't have to keep doing, particularly when we're in a state of chaos and falling out. You can't fight chaos. You can try, but chaos, like fire, fire meeting fire, chaos meeting chaos, it just becomes bigger and unfolds into more chaos. What happens if you let go in these states? Gamma la, gamma la, gamma la, gamma. Take your time. Gamma. Now this space we are filling in with these syllables, just slightly faster again. Yes, gamma. We still have our triangle left moving forward, and then the right's moving forward. And I can't see everyone. Maybe some people are doing this in their lounge rooms or in the car, or hopefully not in a cafe. But make sure that you really are letting yourself lift and fall. Your legs are lifting and falling. There's a difference between active placing or allowing. Gum la gum. And maybe you can notice that and sense what that is like to just fall. Gum. You may become aware of some tension that you didn't know was there. La gum. And gum. We have one very gentle clap on both sides. And then there's all this space. Gamma. We're going to keep it really simple because this is just an introduction to gum. The simplicity of how we can begin and how things can build to more complex states. It's not complexity, but it is complex, can become complex. When we allow ourselves to just be present, even in those moments of falling out or freezing, you can detach from the rhythm, you can come back. And always go between in your own time. So, let's sing. I won't be able to hear you. But I know, because I know your friendly faces, I know you'll be singing with me. And I know some of you have beautiful voices. But this part of the process now, we're going to deepen and the left side now. And as I sing on one side, you can respond on the other side. Really taking our time. Gamma la gamma. Gamma la gamma. And Charlotte will sing with you in your space. Gamma la gamma. Gamma la gamma. Malagamba. Hey, hey, I go.
Hey, hey, go.
It's a step, a step, a yaw.
Hey, go, para, yeah. Hey, go, para, yeah.
Let your movement get smaller. Gamma, la, gamma. Smaller. La, gamma. Taking the movement more. Gamma, la, gamma. Into stillness as you. Gamma, la, gamma. Let the clap. Gamma, la, gamma. Fall away. And even come to stillness, gum, la, gum, in your body, gum, 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 and close your eyes for a moment. Gum, gum, taking the rhythm on the inside. And just taking a moment to come back when you're ready. It's just a little taste of some of the phases. Of course, usually at the end of a session, we would lie down for quite a long time and the group would share their experience, and then the process continues with different rhythms in the body, different combinations of steps and claps. Sometimes we use rattles, and you can imagine that over 2-3 days, which is the optimal length of time to go into the process, is where we get to really observe ourselves in states of disorder or unrest or in relaxation, or what pulls us out the rhythm, back into the rhythm, how we find our way back. So it's a very organic and natural process. And all of that rhythm, this is what I could not understand. How could something so full creates such calm and a state of timelessness and space. So for me, when I did Takatina for the first time, it was, as I said, this stunning experience of being led into my authentic self, where I couldn't hide. I had to really be present, because rhythm doesn't lie. You're either in or you're out, and it's very visible, actually. You can maybe cover up a lot of inner chaos by sitting and meditating. And we know that there are lots of things going on in the mind when we first learn to sit and meditate. In Takatina, we can actually see what's being manifested and opening up in the process. But there's no judgment, and it's so playful, where people can really move in and out in their own time. It's such a gift for me to be working with a process that has opened up this space of being like a child again. My body knows this information. Your body knows this information. And being led into a process that doesn't really ask anything of you apart from being your absolute authentic self. And it's a powerful way to enter rhythm as an embodied rhythmic knowledge that's already there for the purpose of self-healing, connection, community connection. Gee, we did a lot more activity than I thought we would, and all my fancy slides might go to waste. But do we have time for just a brief little overview? Natalie, yeah? That's a yes? Thank you. Some people are saying
I hadn't unmuted myself.
That's all right.
5 minutes for some questions.
Five minutes.
Yep.
Speed up.
Slides two, please.
We can do that. I might zoom through some of it, but look, I have written some really detailed notes. It was quite a process of trying to compact this multidimensional work in 40 minutes or 50 minutes. So I'm going to now share my screen. Can you see that?
It's coming up now. Yeah, there it is.
Okay, great. So I need to go full screen. I don't know why I'm not there. Okay, I'm just going to do it like this. So there's a whole interesting backstory of particularly how the founder, Reinhard Flatischlei, developed this work. And really through intuition, the need for self-healing for himself, through observation and study and curiosity, and really asking the question of what is rhythm, but beyond that, what is pulsation? What is a pulse? Where does it come from? How does it manifest? The questions and the curiosity just continued and continued, and do to this day. And the biggest element of this work for me that's been very touching for my life is how could those no longer in touch with rhythm experience it authentically and effectively, and how could rhythm be used as a powerful tool for the human mind? This is in essence what we're doing. This is rhythm for evolution, and it's about social, it's individual, it's collective. And through observation, we know synchronizing behaviors actually create pro-social human beings. It creates community on a level where people want to help one another more, to connect in a synchronized manner, as these cultures have over centuries and centuries. It's like It's been known for a very long time. And we can see some examples here. Common elements of movement, rhythm, voice, and for these different purposes depending on the belief system. This is something we know. Opening primal rhythmic knowledge. This is, Takatena works with information that's already there. It's not working with a rhythm I learnt in Africa or Reinhard learnt in Africa. It is actually working with music, body rhythms, and nature, and the principles that are actually unfolding out of these phenomena, because they do range and vary in different ways. This is in Belgium. Manu, you're here. This is Manu, my partner, who I didn't know at that time. He's in this photo. Body. We use the body in physical form as hands, feet, voice. All of this is engaged, as well as physiological. There are a lot of systems that are interacting. And there's more to go in here as also, but you've experienced a bit of this now, and we talked a little bit about this sensory motor synchronization and Snowball the parrot, which we know now, species who are capable of speech are able to enter this capacity of synchronized movement to an external rhythm. It's innate. A rhythm is like an attractor. It's something that we innately want to be connected to. So polarity is a big part of what we do in Takatena in terms of how we access polarity in a very tangible way, physically and mentally, through the connection in how we work with polarity. Chaos and order is one of those main elements, or fluctuations between stabilization and destabilization is a very strong part of what we work with. And this is part of complexity theory. It's not chaos theory, is part of complexity theory, which actually leads to this, which is what we do in Takatena. This is self-organization. And within self-organization, the process itself, there are many conditions. There are many things operating at once. There is no leader here. Not one bird is saying, this direction, let's go this direction, I'm the boss. And even as Takatena teachers, we are facilitating something that's bigger than ourselves. We actually don't know what's going to happen some of the time. We can predict, but there are different directions it could go at any moment. It's a fascinating dynamic process. And as a leader, it is similar to this, where we're working with flexibility, cooperation. Sometimes there's no cooperation. Sometimes we have to relax a group and work with a group so that we are creating a field where there's more self-generating energy and flexibility, connectivity, but also autonomous, so that people are still bringing in their own stories and experiences, but they're also connecting. This is synchronized human behavior, which for centuries and centuries we know has a value for humankind. These people are entering an inner state of self-organization. They don't know one another, but they're cooperating to a degree, so they don't bump into one another, so that they can actually get to the other side. This is another example of self-organization. Chaos, order. The original word chaos really means void. The English word, taken from the Greek word, which chaos is, a void, a chasm, an opening and a beginning point, which is an interesting difference, point of difference or a perspective to look at. Chaos isn't actually disorder or disorganized, it's necessary, because systems are built on this fluctuation between destabilization and stabilization, which is self-organization. And this is what this work has really given me in my life. I love to move, I love to dance, I love rhythm, but I was in an inner torture as a young person. I was so in an inner state of agitation, anxiety, depression, addictive behaviours, and it was all playing out internally as energy I could not understand. So keeping still highlighted this state of absolute torment. And Takatina was my way out to understand, but also experience how I could still make friends with this state of being and eventually dissolve something that was really running my life for a long time. So this is something that really has given me such an enormous gift and continues to, because I work with it every day. I'm not healed. I work with this every day. This is my practice.
All right. So, Tanya, that's totally excellent. We might just have to wind it up there.
That's it anyway. That's the last thing. Thank you, Natalie.
Such great timing. All right. Is there a great way that people could get in contact with you apart from your website? Would you just like to read
that? There's my website, and there's the Takatina Australian website also here, and I'm easy to find. My name, Tanya Bosak, you just Google me and it's very easy to contact me. So feel free to drop me a line. Absolutely.
Great. I'm going to leave you with the last word, but just before I do that, I just like to thank everybody for joining us and just remind everybody that it's been such an amazing conference. And if you're at all in a position, if you're thinking about purchasing all of the sessions, if you listen to one of these every day, it would take you over 3 years to listen to the whole conference. At the end of the conference, it'll be doubling in price. So if you're thinking about it, now would be the time to do that. We'd like to thank Tanya. We'd like to thank our sponsors. Join us on our Facebook group or continue in coffee break rooms. Julius is putting the details up in the chat area now. But to finish it all off with Tanya, in one sentence, what would be your top embodiment tip?
That's it. Embodying and learning with primal rhythmic knowledge is the ultimate invitation to human evolution. That's my top tip. Stay in rhythm, keep moving.
Yeah, that's so great. Look, it was a terrific session. Thank you so much. And also thank you, Charlotte, for joining in.
Charlotte, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks so much. It's really lovely to share the experience with you. I hope I get to read some of your comments. I've got some lovely comments here. Thanks for connecting and being in the main room, and take care out there.
Okay. Thanks again. Bye.
See ya. Bye.